Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and thank you for joining me. Well, I guess you noticed the days are getting shorter, the winds are getting colder, and winter is just lurking around the corner. So on today's program, a selection of songs that are just going to reflect all that. And if you stay tuned for the next hour, you can expect to hear from Gerald Mitchell, Bert Koff, Ryan's Fancy, Pierce Cull, and Peter Francis Quinlan, and even a few Christmas songs later in the program if I have time to fit them in. But to kick things off, what finer way than with a little jazz? And the jazz will be served up by one of the province's foremost musicians and singers and songwriters, Mary Barry. And I just love that lady's voice. Her awards that Mary Barry has won and the accolades that she's received over the years are just too numerous to mention. But I'll mention one. She took first prize in the CBC Atlantic Song Contest for the song that you're about to hear with the title January. Now, Mary Barry's been around a while. She actually released that song on a 45 RPM vinyl recording as well as cassette tape, and it came out on CD as well because the year was 1989 in the transitional period when all of those formats were still available. And in the number January, watch out for a terrific sax solo by Chris Mitchell. Here comes another cold winter's day.
January stole you away. Your words crisp and cold resound in my heart. Here comes another cold winter's day. Yesterday seems like years ago. Your soft caress sends shivers through my soul. Now what remains is a flicker of a flame. Alone I await the dawn. What makes a lover's feelings change? When did the passion disappear? And if I could think you'd never love me again, the pain I couldn't bear. Memories they chill the air. Married moments lie still in the night. Another cold, cold winter's day. Oh, now you wait the dawn. January stole you away.
Mary Berry with January. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, if you had to make a short list of your favorite Newfoundland and Labrador vinyl records, what do you think might be on it? Well, I can tell you one song that would be on my short list for certain. Unless you're a regular listener to this program, you probably haven't heard of it. The song is Death on the Ice, and you're about to hear it sung by Margot St. John. I've often played that song on my program down through the years because it's so good, so well written, so well sung, so well produced. It's just a fine listen. The song was first recorded as a single on the Key label back in 1982, and 40 years later, it was actually released on a compact disc by Margot St. John, and the title of the compact disc also bore the name Death on the Ice. You might be able to find that in some record stores that sell Newfoundland and Labrador music today. Now, the song Death on the Ice was written by a lady who's well known as a novelist, but not as a songwriter, and I'm talking about Cassie Brown, of course. And the music for the song was done by Cassie's daughter, Christine. 2 days and nights they wandered lost, in the frost, in the wind, and the snow. They froze as they walked, they froze as they talked, and they died on the Arctic floes. Margot St. John.
This is the saddest tale, my friends, that you will ever know, about the crew of the Newfoundland left to die in the snow. The morning was fine and sunny when they left the Newfoundland. Leading them was Mr. Tough, the vessel's second hand. How glad they were to be on board, a haven from the weather. The captain of the Stefano, he put them on the pans and ordered them to kill more seals for their ship, the Newfoundland. And the sealers cried in anger, cried in pain, and they cried in pain, oh God, will we ever and it blowed, and the men were lost out on the heaving floes. They couldn't find their mother ship, and the storm did take its toll. 2 days and nights they wandered lost in the frost and the wind and the snow. They froze as they walked, they froze as they talked, and they died on the Arctic floes. And the sailors cried in anger, cried in pain, and they cried in pain, oh God, will we ever see home again? Oh God, will we ever see home again? 78 brave hunters died on the ice, they died on the ice. There was death on the ice. There was death on the ice. Ooh.
That was Margot St. John. Okay, Newfound Records is going to take a little break right now, but do stick around. On the other side, Gerald Mitchell, Bert Koff, and Dick Nolan. They're stacked on the platter.
The future of animals everywhere is at risk. In the last 40 years, over half of the world's animal populations have disappeared. Biodiversity is in crisis, and we need to do something now to reverse this alarming trend. Earth Rangers knows that no one cares more about animals than our children, and by providing them with the tools and the inspiration to take action, kids can make a real difference to the survival of wildlife. Already, thousands of children across Canada are joining forces as Earth Rangers to help protect animals and their habitats. To get your child involved or to make a donation, please visit earthrangers.com.
The classics.
But it was really nice to watch the candle through a glass of wine.
And there are many covers.
Dreaming dreams together when the quiet night's yours and mine.
We play them all on CHMR.
Just a pair of fools wrapped up in soft light, dancing from the fire till the morning light would whisper in the sky.
93.5.
I keep thinking that you saw me in the park the other day.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI in Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back, or to those that have just tuned in, we're glad to have you aboard. Now next up, a song from the Big Land, and it's penned by Byron Chalk. Song is called We Sons of Labrador. For generations, Byron Chalk's ancestors, they lived a traditional lifestyle of trapping, fishing, and hunting in Labrador. And Chalk wrote the song We Sons of Labrador as a dedication to his father. You're about to hear the Labrador Balladeer sing that song. It's about a rare breed of Labrador trappers who left home for months at a time to brave winter storms, to brave bitter cold, to lay the trap lines, to bring home the furs, and nothing stopped them. Not raging rivers or rapids or mighty waterfalls. Gerald Mitchell proudly claims their heritage. They're the sons of Labrador.
The men, they are a rare breed who founded this great land. They fished and trapped the their snowshoes streak the endless plains from fall till early spring. When they set their traps, when they blaze their trails, you could hear their axes ring. Through the stormy winter they always went alone. For months and months they traveled so far away from home. It seemed that nothing stopped them. Bold hearts one and all, not raging rivers or rapids or the mighty waterfalls. They climb the highest mountains, they face the bitter cold to lay another trap. Happy hearts and shouts.
of those men true and bold. Their names are stamped upon this land. Their story has been told. Those men, they are our fathers, and we can't ask for more.
From the LP, The Hunt and Other Songs of Labrador, that was Gerald Mitchell with Sons of Labrador. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And next up is Carmenville's Bert Cuff with a song that was all over the airwaves in Newfoundland in 1966. The song is called Island of Newfoundland. And it's actually become a modern classic in this province, sometimes known by an alternate title, The Cold Canadian Waters. From the album From Newfoundland to Memphis, and that was Cuff's only LP, which is too bad. Eh? He's a great singer or songwriter in my view. In the cold Canadian waters, north from the coast of Maine, there's an island called Newfoundland, swept by snow, wind, and rain.
In the cold Canadian waters, north from the coast of Maine, there's an island called Newfoundland, swept by snow, wind, and rain. On the island there's a village with its customs and its ways, a little town of Carmenville, the home of childhood days. Those childhood days were something carefree all the time. There's a girl in every story, and you know there's one in mine. She broke my heart so often, it stays a little sore. That's the reason I left home, can't go back no more. The people make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on the island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the course of time, to live again in Newfoundland, the home of childhood time. I'd like to watch the sailboats as they glide across the bay, to see again the farmer sow the seeds and cut the hay. The island has no strangers, 'cause everybody is your friend. The island of Newfoundland I'd like to see again. The people make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on the island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the course of time, to live again in Newfoundland, the home of childhood time.
That was Bert Cuff with his signature song, Island of Newfoundland. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now we continue with our cold songs. The next one is the Old Newfie Outhouse, and that was originally recorded by a group from the Bala Vista area, Steve Party and the Country Telstars, back in 1973. In fact, the song was composed by two of the band members, Orville Harris and Don Cuff, and it was on their album, which bore the song's name. What you're going to hear is the version by Dick Nolan, and it was a big regional hit for Dick back in 1975. He used to sing it at his live performances all the time back then. You'll wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse and it's 25 below.
Just a few feet from the back porch stands a rugged wooden shack. Are you heartbound when you go there, but relaxed when you get back? It'll always serve your purpose in the years that it will last. When it's 25 below, you'll want to get out fast. In the good old Newfie outhouse, when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse, and it's 25 below.
Now the outhouse has one window so the sun can shine in through. And you'll always leave the door ajar so you will not turn blue. The catalogs are always there to use to your desire. This house that serves you daily, not for rent and not for hire. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. In the summer the bugs all crawl around the ceiling, walls and floor. You need a can of fly spray when you walk through the door. But summer doesn't last too long, the winter winds will blow. You'll shiver in the outhouse when it's 25 below. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. Some cold air, I'll be glad to get out.
Oh, way to go, Dick Nolan, the old Newfie outhouse. Now, next up is Pierce Collard. Pierce, I'm not sure exactly what settlement he was from, but it was somewhere up around the St. Anthony area. He released two albums in the 1970s on the Audette label. The first album was called The Coal Storage Song and was released somewhere around 1973, I figure. You're about to hear Pierce Collard sing the title song. It's about working in a fish plant. Give it to her, Pierce.
I was way over in St. Anthony, boy. I never had a biscuit or bread to bite. Johnny Ball phoned when I was having some tea. He said, do you want to come to work with me on the coal storage? The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. He said, you'll only get 8 hours a day, but I'm gonna put you on the cutter anyway. You might get a couple of hours or more, and if you don't clean her, you'll go through the door on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We go to work in the morning at 8. It doesn't matter if you are a bit late. We take our places and begin to cut. And a few minutes later, you get a pain in the gut on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We stayed to the table for an hour or so. The sun will fix up, it is time to go. We leave for the toilet, there's no doubt. And the piece of fish hits you in the mouth on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The folks down there don't get much pay. They only make 12 bucks a day. But we're all poor people and we just can't wait to go to work for $1.48 on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The codfish there, they are so small. I wish to God they weren't known at all. But it's okay, I suppose. And most of it comes from off the goose goes to the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When the fish is all cut and it's time to go, everyone is ready within an hour or so. We wash our aprons and then our boots, and there's nothing but caps going out the chutes on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. Elf song is short, but it's not a lie. And I hope we go to heaven when we die. Some of us will if we're on the list. But St. Peter will say to kick me off is from the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When I hear that word, I get discouraged.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. But you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us far apart. Why can't I free your deviled mind? another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to die. Why do you run and hide from life to try? It just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shocked to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Well, that song was a number one hit for Hank Williams back in 1951, Cold, Cold Heart. So Hank Williams wrote that as well. You just heard it sung by Ed Rousel, or you may know him as Eddie Eastman, from an album that Ed put out in 1974. It was called Close Up, and he was backed by the Country Ducats on that. Lou Skinner, Fred Lawrence, Kathy Lawrence, Roger Skinner, Don Randall, and Ollie Smith. Ed Rousel, as Eddie Eastman, was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 2010. And before Eddie, you heard Pierce Cull. Okay, time for another little break, but do hang around. Lem Snow and Ryan Svensy are coming right up.
Listen to your heart. Check out the Friday Morning Markout every Friday morning at 8 a.m. on CHMR 93.5 FM.
I know there's something in the whip of your smile. I get emotion from the look in your eyes.
Yeah. And now for a public service announcement. The Canadian Red Cross needs volunteers in the St. John's area for programs like community transportation, Meals on Wheels, health equipment loans, and for its disaster response team. Volunteers are an important part of the Red Cross team who make a positive impact in our community on a daily basis. So if you'd like to be part of the world's largest humanitarian organization and make a difference right here at home, email nlvolunteers@redcross.ca or call 758-8400 for more information. That's nlvolunteers@redcross.ca or 758-8400. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador.
Forgive me, girl, if I seem to stay.
listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Corner Brook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back. And to those that have just tuned in, well, a special welcome to you as well. Now, coming up in the last segment of today's show, a bunch of wintry songs are coming your way, and they're served up by Ryan's Francy, Little Johnny Cameron, Frank Quinlan is going to be along, and a few others as well, depending on how many I can squeeze in. First up in this part will be Lem Snow. And Lem, he was a traditional poet, songwriter, and banjo player, lived mostly in Howley and Deer Lake, and worked in forestry as a clerk in a general store and as an insurance underwriter. Lem grew up before television and radio existed, when the central form of entertainment was music and stories made and brought to people by small groups of friends, family, and neighbors. Now, from his LP on the Pigeon Inlet label called The Great Lobster Boil, released in 1982, here's Lem with his thoughts about winter.
When the birds have flown to a warmer clime, and the day gets dark before it is time, when the sun is up for just a little while, and you have to burn coal or imperial oil, then for added warmth you'll plug the heater, as you anxiously gaze at the racing meter. Now that's a sign the winter is near. When the landscape looks so bleak and bare, and shimmering white looms everywhere, when you slip and sprawl as you walk along, and to keep from swearing you'll hum a song, when at last you'll fall with such impact that the ice all around will shiver and crack, then as you rise and wince with pain, and with a grunt fall down again, I'll tell you, boys, that's winter. When the skies above are overcast, and suddenly falls that wintry blast, when you're covered in snow from toe to head, and your once pale cheeks are rosy red, when you catch a cold from the chilly breeze, and you sniff and snuffle, cough and sneeze, when you shiver and shake despite warm clothes, and that little drop clings to your nose, I'll tell you, boys, that's winter. When you sit at home where it's cozy and warm, safe and secure from the raging storm, when faintly to your ear is borne a plaintive cry through the raging storm, hark, again comes that cry as the night winds howl. That's an old tomcat out on the prowl. You'll hear that too in winter. Now a change takes place, and the weather gets warm. How different today from the night of the storm. One is splashed by a car, another by a truck, and soon the whole town is covered with muck. How often you'll hear that expression, you fool, accompanied by words not taught in the school. You'll hear that too in winter. Now again there's a change, and with new added force, old man winter continues his uneven course. Of course the frost and the snow makes the children rejoice, for they love to play in the snow and on ice. But who can predict what the future portends? So let's all be happy and nice to our friends. A few months from now, we'll have bright sunny skies with lots of warm weather and millions of flies. That won't be winter.
Hi there, this is Fergus O'Byrne, and you're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
The winter snow is a child's delight as it brightens up the winter's night. Coats the earth in a cheery white as it softly drifts upon it. The smiling faces watch the ground as the snow is falling all around. And through the glass there comes no sound as the snowflakes melt upon it. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly fall. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly fall. The morning comes and the children play. Their laughter rings out through the day. They hope the snow is here to stay, that it won't be gone tomorrow. Sliding, running down the hill, the time for fun is now but still. And they climb up on life's long hill, they're sure to meet some sorrow. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly fallen. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly fallen.
That was the late Dermot O'Reilly. What a lovely song. One of his greatest compositions. It's called The Children's Winter, and that, even though it's not really a Christmas song, has become a Christmas standard. It's often heard this time of the year. It's from the LP Dark Island that was released in 1972 by the band Ryan's Fancy. Before Ryan's Fancy, you heard Lim Snow. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And continuing now with our wintry songs theme, here's another song. It's called Song for a Winter's Night. That has a Christmassy feel to it, and you'll also hear that often on radio at this time of the year. It's a lovely song, in fact, penned by Gordon Lightfoot, and you're about to hear it sung by Little John Cameron. I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter's night with you.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter's night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon the page the words of love you sent me. If I could only know my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter's night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where webs of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love
and to be once again with you, and to be once again with you.
From his LP, Sit Down, Mr. Musical Man, released around 1971, Little John Cameron with Gordon Lightfoot's Song for a Winter's Night. Now, you've just heard two songs about enjoying winter, Songs for a Winter's Night, and before that, Children's Winter. Well, here's Peter Francis Quinlan now with his take on winter, and there's not too much enjoyment in it. He sings of when nights are longer than days, when he's shivering, shoveling snow, falling on his rear. Therefore, he's going to make like the birds and get the flock out of here, going south for the winter.
I want to fly south for the winter. I don't want to go playing in the snow. I don't want to hang loose like the rabbits and the moose. Got to get on that plane and go. Now the winters here are awful queer, because they last about 10 months long. And when the cold winds blow and I'm shoveling snow, I just don't want to go singing no song. Cause your feet get wet and I'd place a bet you'll agree with every word that I say. There's a chill in the air, oops, you're falling on your rear, and the nights are longer than the day. So I want to go south for the winter. I don't want to go playing in the snow. And I don't want to hang loose like the rabbits and the moose. Gotta get on that plane. Some people call a bird brain folks who they think is dumb, kind of slow. But you never see any of those crazy birds shivering while they're shoveling snow. No, they packed up and they've all flown south to where the sun shines every day. So I'm gonna be like the birds and get the flock out of here. I wanna go south for the winter. I don't wanna go playing in the snow. And I don't wanna hang loose with the rabbits and the moose. Gotta get on that plane and go. Yes, I wanna fly south for the winter. I don't wanna go playing in the snow. And I don't wanna hang loose with the rabbits and the moose. Gotta get on that plane and go. Gotta get on that plane.
South for the Winter, that was written and sung by Peter Francis Quinlan from his LP Shock Absorber that he released in 1979 on Cod Records. Okay, let's bring in Pierce Cole once again. Pierce, we heard from a little earlier when he was singing the Cole Storage song. He lived about as far north as you can get on the island of Newfoundland and up in the St. Anthony area. And here he is with another song that he penned. It's called the Winter Works Program, and in that he praises government for a program which helped him survive the winter.
Come all of you good labor men and listen on to me. I'll try and sing to you a song made up of 73 about the winter's work program and the work we had to do. There was three wheels that had to be dug, slipways we had to build too. The manpower picked out 40 men, they said we had to go. Our unemployment would be cut and we'd have to take a dough. But 10 more men were wanted and we had to vote on them. So we held a meeting in the school and the crowd all gathered in. They told us that our earnings would be $90 a week. And everyone was satisfied, so we all did speak. And the time it took to do the job, it would take us 4 months. So everyone agreed at that, and we all began at once. We started on Monday morning, on February the 5th. 7 men went to the brooks and 8 down on the slips. The other 9 went in the woods, they had to cut the sticks. To build a wall around the brook and the things to build the slips. There were some of us carrying shovels and a few of us had picks. And the crowd of work down in the cove, they carried a few fine sticks. Well, everyone was smiling at the work we left to go. And the first thing that we had to do was to start and shovel snow. It took us 4 days shoveling the snow to the place we finally found. Then we had to take them all an axe and cut through frozen ground. The foreman, he would look at us, say, "Boys, now take your time. If a piece of rock hits you in the eye, it's sure to make you blind." This work, it wasn't only done for $90 a week. It was done to help the fishermen when they come in on the beach. They wouldn't have to pull their boats up over sand and rock. They'd always take their motorboats and put them on the dock. The three wells are all finished and the water tastes so fine. I'm sure we won't need any more for a long, long time. Some say we'll get the water, I know we will, no doubt. I hope they get it from a dam before the wells dry out. And now my song is ended and all the work is done. I'd like to thank the government and manpower, everyone. But there's one thing that I must say to every labor man. I wish I had a full-time job on a winter work program. I wish I had a full-time job on a winter work program.
I wish I had a full-time job in the winter work program, Pierce Cull. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker, and now a change of pace. Well, Christmas is just around the corner. Now a few rather rare Christmas songs for you by Newfoundland Labrador's pioneer recording artist. And this one's a duet by St. John's girl Sandy Michael, and she's paired up with the great Tommy Banks. The song is taken from Banks' LP, The Holiday Season, that he released in 1972. I don't know who wrote it, but it's a lovely song, and it's called Old Fashioned Christmas. Sandy Michael and Tommy Banks.
A candle-lighted tree with popcorn-studded boughs, a paper angel perched for all to see, a yule log burning bright on a carol late at night. It's an old-fashioned Christmas for me.
Pudding and the spice, the children's laughter ringing cheerily, with mistletoe above and people that you love. It's an old-fashioned Christmas for me.
The time of year when all that you hold dear becomes much dearer still.
When hearts are brimming over with love and kindness and goodwill,
the shadows on the snow, the wreath upon the door, a smile in every heart for him to see. Spend an old-fashioned Christmas with me.
Sandy Michael and Tommy Banks with Old-Fashioned Christmas. And now in the same vein, here's a number called Old Time Christmas, and you'll hear it sung by Terry Kelly. He co-wrote it with Delcon O'Doherty. I'm not sure when it was released. I would think probably in the mid-1980s. It's a great recording, great quality recording. It was released on a 45 RPM single. That's what I have anyway. And there's some really wicked guitar work in this song, but unfortunately, the musicians aren't identified on the 45. Here then, Terry Kelly, Old Time Christmas.
Christmas has come. Snow is falling and the kids are having fun. It's a time to be thankful, a time we can share. So gather together and show that we care. Let's sing an old-time Christmas song, just like we used to sing when we were young. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Why don't we sing along? Why don't we sing along? The year is almost through, and those old familiar songs, they sound so new. It's a time to remember that Jesus was born in a faraway place on that first Christmas morn. Let's sing an old-time Christmas song, just like we used to sing when we were young. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Why don't we sing along? Why don't we sing?
Terry Kelly with Old Time Christmas. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you again next week. Out we go in a snow squall today from his LP Sea Winds, released in 1988, Gordon Quinton on guitar. Until next week, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday. Thank you.
There it is.